Hosting on Airbnb is easy. I have total control of my home and my time.
So, if I wanted to, I could just host every other weekend, or when I happen to be away with work.
Or just the August bank holiday weekend.
But not on a full moon, or even a leap year.
Your house, your rules. Become a host today on Airbnb.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney. Christy Wowardy Dowardy.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
Susie going toe to Tobin.
Anna, God, I love that banana.
Anderson.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan the Slayer Taylor. Ava Nagila Weber.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers, Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters. And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
We love you guys.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on Ye Olde Braves. I'm Ronnie Karam. I'm also on the Riz Pricks Bachelor Roast podcast, which is about to wrap up in the next couple of weeks until next year. So get your butts over there and listen. And here I am with my gorgeous, talented, handsome, lovely, caring, sweet man of my life, Ben Mandelker. Hello, Ben.
Oh, hi, Ronnie. How are you
doing, sweet guy?
Oh, my goodness. I'm just like on a high because I'm just enjoying Bravo these days, and I'm enjoying you, and I'm enjoying this podcast and all our listeners. So I'm just living life.
Very positive day, guys. So we just finished up a bonus episode talking about our trip to West Palm Beach and Atlanta to see all of Luann's hangout spots. We did a tour in a golf cart. And then in Atlanta, going to a strip club and meeting all you crazies. So that bonus episode is over at El Patreon. Go find it there. Also, our Google Hangout is tomorrow night, or rather Thursday night at 6 p.m. Pacific time. So get over there and hang out with us. It's going to be another little party. And we don't you worry. We're going to still show some live shows. We've got some amazing live show cities coming up next or in September, which I guess is almost next month. It's September.
It's like so, in 2.5 weeks, basically.
Yeah, we're going to be in Denver, Colorado, which is going to be a huge family show for me. I've got a lot of family coming out to that one. Cousin Jenna, her hot husband, Raditi. Lots of my family's going to be there. We're also going to, in October, we're going to do two shows in New York. We have two separate nights in New York. So we're going to be at Gramercy Theater there. So guys, get over there. October is going to be an amazing two shows in New York. And then in November, we are going to be in Seattle. And then in December, we're going to be in Nashville.
Whoa. Yeah, guys. So if you are hearing tales of these crazy things that happened over the weekend in Atlanta and in Palm Beach, you know, you have a chance to ride the Crappens wave too. So like we really can't recommend it highly enough for you guys to get tickets if you can, because these shows, every single one is crazy. You never know what's going to happen at the shows. You never know what madness is going to happen. It's like they're great. So definitely go to watchacrappens.com to get them. And also, you know, talking about Patreon, we have a tier at Patreon called Crappens Spotlight, and a bunch of you guys have signed up for that. And that's basically a chance to where we turn the podcast over to you for 2 minutes and you get to talk for 2 minutes and we play it on the podcast. I have sent messages to a bunch of people being like, hey, will you send something in or whatever? So double check your inboxes, because I email you through Patreon. Double check, because I haven't received anything and I don't want you guys to feel like we're just taking your money and not you guys aren't getting anything out of it. So like, I really want to make sure you guys get an opportunity on the pod to do your thing here on the podcast. And if you haven't heard from me, send me a message, hassle me. I don't care, because I want to hear from all of you guys. So definitely make sure you are getting the most out of your Patreon support, because we certainly appreciate it. And we want it to be worth it for you too.
Ja, everybody. So
and one more thing.
Okay.
Ronnie. Right. Rondell. What was so fun for me on Saturday in Atlanta was it was your birthday, and I got to surprise you with a whole bunch of things, including a message from Leanne Locken, including a message from Kelly Dodd and Leah Black and Kate Chastain and Lisa Rinna.
So you know amazing. What? Thank you for that.
But you know what? It's not done. It's not done.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
We have a late edition, so just sit back and listen.
Oh, I don't hear it. Is it playing?
Oh, of course it's not playing. Of course it's not playing. Wait, hold on. I thought it was playing before. Okay, wait, hold on. Let me try again. Was. Did you hear? You didn't hear any of that?
Okay. No.
See, this is now it's all going shit. I'm gonna try it all over again. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Hey guys, it's Ariana. I'm here in my childhood bedroom, and you know how they always say you should never meet your heroes? Well, in Ronnie's case, I would say you should always meet Ronnie. So happy birthday. I love you. And if you'll now excuse me, I'm going to go try on some kitten heels from 2002.
Thank you, little Ariana, you little muffin. Little...
She continues to not be mad at us. Yay!
Yes, thank you. And really thank you for such a great, great birthday. That was, wow, my best ever.
Yeah, and Ariana, she was trapped.
Now Ben's gone, everybody. What the hell is going on today? Like, can I just be grateful without the whole world crushing it on me? I know the universe isn't used to it. And we're back.
Sorry, my laptop crashed. I was just in the middle of saying how we love Ariana and she's so cool. And my laptop was like, no, I don't agree, and just like shut down.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for that. And everybody, now it is time to move on to some Real Housewives of Orange County. A quick announcement. Our schedule's a little weird because Real Housewives of New York is ending and Married to Medicine is beginning, but we've already got 5 shows a week. So next week, we're going to move Shaw's to Mondays for a little while. Because it's going to be Shaw's on Monday, Tuesday is Orange County, Wednesday is Below Deck, Thursday is Real Housewives of New York till it's done. Friday is Real Housewives of Dallas, okay? And then Married to Medicine, we're going to start watching, but we won't start full recaps of that until we have an opening in the schedule. And Lord only knows when that's going to come.
I know. Everything is crazy right now. But, you know, basically once New York is wrapped up, I'm sure everything will then be smooth. And I'm sorry, Southern Charm Savannah. You've just been the child that has been left behind. You were the Kevin McAllister. We have not found a place for you. And I'm sorry.
I know. That's not very nice. We even missed recapping the episode where Daniel irons his hair. I mean, that's just not right.
I know. It's a shame. But, you know, we can only do so much, you know?
Yeah. So, you know, good luck with your sake, lady. So in the meantime...
I'm still feeling a little bit of hey, good shaming. Enjoy your sake.
We've had no chance to torture hey, good, which has been the worst.
I know. It's a shame. And or to praise... what's her face, which is my favorite person on that show, Catherine. Is that her name, Catherine? Yeah, Catherine.
Yeah. But
or whatever your name is. I applaud you like upgrading your apartment from that IKEA mess from last season. Like, good job. I do applaud.
Notability looks just like Twitter when you're blind. Okay, so I just opened Twitter. Stupid. Okay, what I meant to open was Real Housewives of Orange County and Notability. So let's get on to Real Housewives of Orange County. I'm sure tons is going to happen today.
Well, it opened up with Landon, of all people. It was like... and then I realized it was a pod of dolphins off Newport Beach.
Landon still trying to make a go of it, bless her heart.
Yeah. And Archie's barking. Archie's like, woof, woof, woof. And Chan's like, okay, Archie, okay, all right, let's settle down.
Archie! Damn it, Archie!
Ha! So Shannon has upgraded. I love her new house. I mean, it's a downgrade for her, but I think it's really cute. She's gotten rid of David, finally, and he got rid of himself, but still, you know, good. And good. Now she's got this new trainer, Kevin, who is not going to say wow when she takes off her clothes.
Yeah. Yeah, and he first shows up at the door, and he's backlit, which I thought was a really strong look for him, because I was like, damn, because all I saw was like arms and shoulders and stuff, and I was like, damn, check out Shannon's new trainer, and so she's like, huh, well,
it's Steven. I'm a hugger, and you know, unlike David, he would never touch me. David. I think I'm going to make myself an amino acid because it pumps me up. Ah, I love an amino acid.
Would you like me to get you started with some potato chips that you can eat judgingly because I try and exercise and better myself, David?
Would you like a quinoa bowl that you can judge rudely?
But then he gets
down
to
daylight. Well, you know, do you want some of my amino acid? I have some. She goes, no. Well, yes. Well, I mean, I have one. Oh, God. How many different amino acids are there? Jesus.
I mean, I guess they're 21 technically, but do I need all the amino acids?
No. No.
What kind of animal is an amino anyway?
For so many years, I was just thinking of a muscle, but now I'm thinking amino.
So Kevin's like, that's a, what's his name?
Steven. And He's not as hot as I thought he was originally. Sorry. He's hot, but like, well, not really.
Jeez.
I know. I don't know what's happening to me. I'm like caffeinated and being an asshole. Sorry, Steven.
Well, I'm calling
beautiful.
Him Kevin because that's what I wrote down, and he's a stripper, so he can be called what I call him.
Yeah.
Which he's not a stripper, probably, but to me, after going to Swing Richards in Atlanta, you're all strippers, people who work out, okay? And I'm gonna give him a five and call him Kevin.
Yeah, you're either Mustang or you're not.
Yeah. So he's like, let's get to know each other. Like, for example, this morning when you got up, did you go for a walk or have any kind of physical activity? She goes, Nope.
Sometimes when I walk, I pee in my pants.
He's like, well, run me through what you did do this morning. And she goes, nothing.
Well, I sat and thought about my marriage to David and how he never loved me for years and years and years, and apparently I just ruined his life and he was in misery, so I thought about that. Does that count as working out? I'll tell you what didn't work out. My marriage to David.
God, I'm almost as mushy as my quinoa. Aren't I, David?
She's like, well, you know, I've decided it's time. It's time to get Tamara hair in my confessional cutouts and dresses that I wear. I'm a new Shannon.
I gotta get rid of this Gumbelson 30.
Gumbelson 30. So she's doing squats and she's like, oh, it's like doing a thrust. Ha! Ha! I'm having so much fun. Oh, God. Archie, are you watching, Archie? Ah! Working out. Okay, that's one squat done. All right.
Yeah, her working out is just as fun as you would think it would be. She's like,
ha, ha, ah, squat wing.
I'm so happy. This is a great time. I will tell you this one thing. I will say this plank thing is not my favorite. Like, why would David, are you making me do planks now, right now, David?
David, he's like, I'm not David.
Am I doing this right? Is this a plank? God.
I love that Shannon's like cracking herself up with her own, you know, cat skills comedy while she's doing the. And Kevin's just looking at her like she's the fucking craziest person he's ever seen.
Yeah.
And then she gets, he's like picks up a free weight and he's showing her how to, you know, do that squat thing where you lift it up. I don't even know what you call that. It's like a kettlebell move that normally people do with kettlebells. And she's like, so what do I do? Just pull, squat and then put it up there?
Now, Stephen, I was under the impression that we'd be having kettle chips, but I guess this is a kettlebell? I'm not sure if I follow this, Stephen.
And he's just looking at her like, Jesus Christ, please save me from this.
And she's like, you know what, Stephen, like, let me tell you something about me. I want to lose weight. I'm going to be 54 and I want to be healthy and I don't want my stomach sticking out past my boobs. I don't. I want to be healthy and happy. And I'm like, I'm not ready to date. I can't date like this, Stephen. I'm like, what am I supposed to do? And he's like,
Yeah, it's like, I'm not getting paid for this. Okay.
Yeah.
So she asked a question I always ask every time I even move for 5 minutes. I go, how long does this take? So if I work out if I do this every day, planks, laughing, joking with the people, how long will this take exactly? And he's like, well, you look great as it is. And she's like, yes, now that's the kind of wow I'm looking for.
Oh, David, fake David, you fixed me.
Dream David.
30 to 40 negative calories.
So So then we go over to Tamara and Eddie. Tamara's like wheeling herself into a restaurant, and she's there. The two of them are meeting up with Shane and Emily for a little double date action.
Yeah, I would hate for someone else to get some sick energy or some sick attention with Tamara around. Jesus Christ. Can the man have his heart trouble?
Exactly. So Eddie's like talking about his heart issues and stuff because Emily's like, oh, well, how's everything going? And he's like, well, you know, I can't sprint. I can't go hard. I can't go fast. And it's like, I'm like, wow. You also apparently can't show any personality.
Yeah, never. He's never been able to. He's like, he's got resting frown face, you know? He's always got a frown on his face.
And Shane and Emily are just like, uh-huh, okay, cool. Great conversation. Thanks.
Well, both our husbands suck, so I guess let's start some shit, you know? So there's some things I feel like I need to point out here to El Internet, and it will be happening as this goes on. But
Tamara
started all of this shit.
Yes,
she started
course.
It, as she always does, and she's continuing to start it, or to fan the flames, even now, when nobody cares. Like, she can't get anyone to care, so now she's starting it again. Wait, so she tells us...
And before you go into... I know what you're about to go into, so just before you do that, I just want to say Eddie has decided to go off his heart medication. Always sounds like a good idea to do, you know? When your heart is not working right, I think the best thing is to say, hey... Who needs medication? Let's just see where those beats land, right? Like, that's a smart move, Eddie. Smart.
Yeah. She's like, yeah, if he goes off his blood thinners, he's going to have a stroke. And he won't get Botox, so at least it's a way to keep his face still. Before he gets old, too.
Oh, God.
So, I know that was horrible. Anyway, sorry, everybody, with the stroke.
And by the way, I have to say, I was so happy for you, honestly, for us, to see Tamara back in her, like, truly classic, you know, Tamara state of mind this episode. Yes. I felt like Tamara, we were finally like Jesus Tamara finally like stepped out of the room and we got classic Tamara back. And I was like, oh, Ronnie's gonna have a field day today.
Yes, classic satanic Tamara. Okay. She's a horrible human being. And I told you at the beginning of the season she was gonna turn against Bidor, and here she goes. So everybody buckle up. So she's like, I've known Emily for 3 years and I don't know Shane's. And I have no idea what kind of husband he is. But we're all speculating, and it's unfair. So I'm curious to get to know him and make my own judgments, which is, like, totally Christian. And Emily has this look on her face. Emily should be married to Eddie because they both have so much just farted face. Emily is always looking like...
Well, she always looks like she's checking her teeth in case there's spinach in there. Like, you know?
Yes. Okay, spinach farts. I'll compromise. She has spinach fart face, this girl.
She's always doing that thing. You know when after you eat spinach, your teeth feel like weird? You know, if you ever like run your tongue over your teeth after you've eaten spinach and your teeth feel sort of like dry?
Yes.
That's what she's doing. She like – she is just in a state of spinach. Like it's in her teeth. She's feeling it like her teeth are dry from it. She's farting spinach. She's just like, damn it. I have to remind myself not to have spinach because I always do this to myself. But she keeps having the spinach.
Yeah, she always has that look on her face. And so – they immediately just start shit, right? So Tamara's like, so I heard you threw Gina out. And he's like, oh, I asked her to tone it down because I got kids. But then I said, take it outside. And Eddie's like, so shrug. You kicked her out. Shrug, shrug.
Yeah. He's like slouching off his chair at this point. His butt is like not even on the chair. It's just like his lumbar is like on the corner of the chair. And he's like, okay. You know, and by the way, you know, it's bad news. When Tamara said, I heard you threw Gina out of your house, she said it in the exact same tone as that seminal moment in season 3, I think it was, or maybe 4, when she turned to Gretchen and goes, I heard you went to Bass Lake. Like when that Bass Lake tone comes out of Tamara, that's the beginning of a long journey of pain for someone.
You know that Tamara took a look at last season's ratings and was like, okay, time to be evil again.
Yeah. So, and Shane.
I'll apologize later, but, you know, I may get to heaven, but I'm not going to stay on Bravo unless I start some shit.
Yeah. And Shane, he's like, you know, like you said, Ronnie, he's like, well, you know, I asked her a few times to, like, please be quiet. And then I just sort of snapped. But I did not kick her out. I welcomed her to stop being loud and obnoxious and to exit. He welcomed her to exit. I love that.
And Emily's like, he's very sarcastic and people just don't understand. That's his sense of humor. My husband loves sarcasm and banter and people just don't gotta.
Yeah.
She's like, my wife thinks I'm sarcastic, but I don't think she really gets that I'm serious when I'm telling her to shut the fuck up and make sure the towels are straight.
Yeah. Hey, Emily, got spinach in her teeth. Oh, damn it, Shane. I thought I got it out. It's like, I love fucking with her. Yeah, there's no spinach in there.
She's like, that was sarcasm. And he's like, no, it wasn't. And Tamara's like, I don't get it. But you know what? I'm not scared of you anymore, Shane. And he goes, sorry to disappoint. She goes, I'm joking. I'm sarcastic, you know, but there's a little bit of truth in it. And he goes, that's true. Ew. Please never make me watch these people on a double date again. These are like four of the, well, actually I'm liking Emily so far, but otherwise three of them are gross.
Yeah, exactly. I also felt bad because Tamara clearly thought sarcastic meant that it's like a quality of having her like foot in a cast. She's like, yeah, I'm sarcastic. I'm in a cast. So anyway,
you're not sarcastic. You're a biatch. Okay.
Yeah. The difference. Yeah. Evil.
My hatred for Tamara. I mean, it feels so good because I'm really fueled by rage, as everybody knows. And I just feel amazing today. I feel like I've been reborn in rage. So thank you.
I know. But it is so thrilling to watch Tamara stir shit and be evil. Like watching her like rise from the ashes today and finally get back to the business of just being awful was such like a rush. I felt like I was alive again.
Because it feels so innocent, right? But it's not. It's like raising to levels of calling somebody's husband abusive, you know? And also, I'd like to point out that Tamara last week or the week before said that this behavior reminded her of Simon, who she's also called emotionally abusive. So later on, when she's trying to pin the blame on everybody else, let's just remember that little factoid. Okay, guys?
Yeah.
But for now, let's go over to Kelly's house, where she's hanging out with Jolie, and Jolie's trying to teach her how to mix things in a bowl.
Yeah, they're basically making brownies, and Jolie is like, you know, you have to put the dry ingredients in first and then add the wet ingredients. And Kelly's like, how do you know? How do you know? I don't think that's true. You put it in there. You put it in there. That's not true. Look.
Isn't that true, Jolie?
Look at this. Look at this box. That's not right, Jolie.
Now that she's older, she has stronger judgment, like, against me. She calls me out on my shit all the time.
You put dry ingredients into wet ingredients. That's what you do. What you do.
So they're both learning how to be like semi-poor and stuff because they're living in Becky's old apartment, and Kelly's like, gross. She's like, this place. She's like, I really love my old friend Becky, but this place is disgusting. Get me out of here.
This 1970s hellhole. Poor Kelly. She is like not built for that apartment, especially because all her furniture is Miami, and you know the apartment is truly super 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 mid-century. So it is kind of hilarious that Kelly is like cooped up in there.
Yeah. And she decides that she's looking for a new house, but then we see clips of her looking for a new house. And man, OC is worse than LA. Or maybe, no, not worse, but at least as bad as LA. I mean, God, those houses they were looking at. And Jolie's calling it, you know, I guess you could say she's spoiled, but they're asking for like $4 million. And Kelly goes, yeah, look at the view. And she's like, of another house. Like, that's not really a view, Mom. So expensive. Yeah.
So Kelly is getting concerned because she's worried that Jolie is getting spoiled. You know, she's had an easy life and everything. And we see like some, was it like a flashback or something where Jolie is like, I gave 200 toys to a homeless shelter. And Kelly's like, I made you do that. You didn't do that. You, wasn't you. It was me.
It was our fault for spoiling her. I mean, she went to camp on a private plane.
What camp has the runway? How did she land at the camp? I understand that she took off for the camp, but how did she actually get there?
She just threw her on a plane to Disneyland. I was like, okay, call me when you're home.
So Kelly's going to take Jolie to a soup kitchen to teach her some life lessons.
Yeah, and she's like, and I need to get grounded too!
She's gonna go like, I'd be afraid for the homeless people. She's just gonna throw like a ladle at them like, you get the food.
Maybe you shouldn't eat so much.
You're such a little bitch. It's like, whoa, Kelly, you're volunteering.
Also, I have to point out something that I loved about this episode is really Kelly hasn't changed at all. People have just decided to not get mad at everything she's saying.
Yeah.
And I'm loving it. That's just a much better way to deal with Kelly, because Kelly's kind of the hero so far of this season.
Well, and I can't wait for next week. I mean, we'll get to
it. Oh, God, it's going to be so good. Next week.
I rewound it like 10 times.
Yeah, because some people online are like, this episode sucked. It was so boring, right?
What? This is a good episode.
And stuff. And I was like, I thought it was pretty good, especially when they give you that carrot on a stick from next week. I mean, that shit is going to be gold.
No, I thought this episode was good.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Vicky and Steve are home, and they're that couple. They're just that gross couple where she's like, what are we going to do for dinner? We're going to go out for dinner. We're going to go out. And he's like, well, I don't know, Vic. We've got chicken defrosted, so I think we're going to stay home and do that. Doesn't that sound
great? Like, yeah, and she's like, okay. Like, she wants to go to, like, Qdoba Grill or something. And he's like, well, we got a defrosting chicken, so you know what they say. The longer you wait for it to thaw, the longer you're gonna be a meemaw. It's like, what?
She's like, wait a minute. Why would you say that? I need a ring. Hey, are we staying home because you're gonna shove a ring in that chicken? Is that what's gonna happen? Are you gonna make me a chicken florid ring?
If you liked it, you would have put a chicken on it. So, and then they have this like promotional moment for this wine because the camera like has like a close up on this label for this like Sauvignon Blanc and like called Aldi. And then Vicky's like, oh, is this that Sauvignon Blanc by Aldi? Like, is this like the priv of wine?
Yeah. Vicky's just earning that change to go buy herself a ring.
Yeah.
So she's like, well, you know what? I don't even know if he wants to be married, but I'm a marriage girl. Look at my figure. I'm like, you cheated on your last husband with Brooks, okay?
Yeah.
I don't know, Vicky. But she's like, well, my birthday's coming up. He's like, I know, Vicky. She's like, look at this picture, because I put it on Instagram, and then everybody was like, woohoo, oh my God, are you guys engaged? Because it looks like you're engaged. And he just shrugs. He does a shrug, like eye roll. He's like, I mean, I don't know. We're walking, Vic. It's a picture of us walking, okay?
It looked more like a print ad for Cialis to me. It's just like, just because you're Vicky doesn't mean you have to suffer from erectile dysfunction from your man.
Pretty much. I mean, it's like watching one of those commercials of Vicky scene. It's like, your life will be greatly enhanced, but you will also suffer from brain damage, stroke, stomach lining issues, and, you know.
Yeah, it's like, before you try Mioxin, just know that side effects may include screaming at Bunko Night, crimping your hair, asking strippers if they have a job,
trapping your mother's spirit inside of your kitchen walls,
calling your best friend's husband gay,
having sex with multiple partners,
denying sex with multiple partners, peeing on beds.
So he's like, all right, God, I know what you want, Vic. And she's like, well, what are you going to do for my birthday? Because what are we going to do? Then we get a montage of all of Vicky's sad, sad birthdays where she's like woohooing herself. My favorite, which was when she came down in that red dress that didn't fit her and nobody was there. Yeah. And she's like, it's me. It's my birthday. Where's my friends? Come on.
Steve's like, well, I'm not going to tell you what I got lined up for your birthday, but it might have something to do with E-Frosting Day, Ickinche.
Aaronade Mache.
Is there anything more exciting than waiting for a chicken to be fully thawed?
Yes, I will marinate you, Vicky Gumbelson.
Hey, Vic, I got another salsa jar we got to open. Oh, God. It opened right on the defrosting chicken.
Now, I know it may seem like all Gina and Vicky do is shop in random stores around town, but it's the only place they can get away from their fucking satanic children, okay?
Yeah.
I don't blame them.
Yeah. So now we go see Gina at Fashion Island, and she's like just browsing wares, and Emily shows up, and Emily's like, sorry, I was driving the Tesla and it ran out of charge, so, you know. And Gina's like, oh my God, that is so Orange County for a Tesla to run out of battery power and you don't even realize it. Oh, my God.
That is so OC.
Well, what happened at that party after I left? Do I have anything in my teeth?
Shane said I had spinach. I didn't even remember eating spinach, but apparently it's there.
You smelled it, you dealt it, honey. That's how it is in Long Island, okay?
In Long Island, you just stick your finger in there and wait till it comes out. That's what we do.
Well, after he left, there was more talk of our business. Like, you know, how Shane comes from the place of, like, a man. You know, you shouldn't talk like that. You know, so Shanna was like, you shouldn't talk like that to a woman. Then she said David might have done that, you know, talk like to a woman like that. And, like, she got upset for you because it reminded her of David. And I made it clear that perhaps, you know, perhaps she's right. Perhaps she's not right, you know?
Yeah.
And then, you know, he has kids, so he snaps. So I get it. You know, maybe he just snapped.
Yeah, maybe he snapped. It's hard. You know, he has a lot of pressure, you know, having been once the star of The Great Mouse Detective. That's like a lot of pressure to live up to all these years after later. So, of course, he snapped. And then Emily is like, oh, I just don't like people having opinions about my marriage when they don't even know my marriage. You know, it's like, you're on The Real Housewives, honey. If you didn't want anyone to have an opinion about Shane, you shouldn't have gone on the show.
And you shouldn't have married Shane. If you don't want people not to like that your husband kicks women out of your house, maybe you shouldn't let your husband kick women out of the house.
Yeah, exactly. So now
like,
Emily's
pissed. What else could I be? Like, they're talking about this with no evidence.
Okay, cue the camera, please. Cue the rollback, please. Where she's the one saying that he kicked her out.
Yeah,
Gina's
and she's
like, well, I think Shanna was just putting personal issues on you, which is so OC. In Long Island, we just, what, you know, it's like a little Aquanet and issues. That's, everybody's got that in their purse.
And Emily, like doing, like, me thinks she doth protest too much. She's like, does someone need to be concerned for me? I mean, come on, look at me.
She goes,
so happy.
Yeah, she goes, look at my face. I'm like, you look like the whole world just farted on you, okay? Yes, you look like something's wrong.
Yes, specifically, yes, you look like you need an intervention yeah. In terms of, like, life intervention.
Or at least a Glade plug-in, at the very least.
Or just a scented candle, you know? Just something, like a vanilla scent, just to waft by. Like, you've just been waiting for a lovely scent. Like, maybe a lemon verbena. Like, you just need some lemon verbena in your life.
I like it. That's a much classier way to put it.
Oh, lemon verbena. She's my friend. So basically, Gina's like, you know what? You should tell the other ladies just to stop talking about your husband. Just tell them to stop talking about your husband. Mm-hmm. I'm like, good luck with that.
Yeah,
this group, yeah, not going to happen.
Yeah. So Kelly and Jilly arrive at the soup kitchen, and Kelly is in
a sweater
with a bunch of holes in it.
Yeah, she's trying to get rustic.
Yeah. She's going to walk out of there with Tupperwares full of soup.
The kitchen's called Someone Cares Kitchen, which I love. It's such a Kelly Dodd, like, soup kitchen name. Like, someone cares. Someone cares,
no.
Jolie. No, I care. Someone cares.
How about we call this place, this is your plate, you bitch.
Why don't you eat up? Eat up. Eat up.
What were you saying you just wanted to say?
That.
Oh.
I said it.
Oh, I was smoking out the screen door. So she's like, this is going to be fun. Helping people is what life is about. So the lady's like, hey, volunteers, huh? Let's get it started right with hugs. Come on. Let's get some hugs.
Yeah.
So they get fruit salad ready. And, you know, it's actually a really cute, nice scene.
It was really cute, and Jolie was so good, and she was like, wasn't complaining. I mean, they did a much better job than when, like, Needy and Claudia Jordan tried to serve food to people in need. So, yeah. You know.
And also, the food was really good.
It looked so good.
I mean, wow. I mean, this is really good advertising for that soup kitchen. I mean, wow.
Yeah. I feel like I have memories.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, because remember when The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills went to, like, a soup kit, like, Project Angel Food, and, like, Kyle Richards was, like, throwing, like, cardboard into, like, the mashed potatoes. Like, I think this will help. It's like, no.
Yeah, yeah. So Jolie leaves, and she's like, Mom, that was the best experience ever, and we can come do that every day. Thank you for such a great life.
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah, it was cute. So then we get a close-up on Pills, and we're at Tamara and Mom's house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tamara is, like, scooting around on her little scooter still, which is still cracking me up. And she's, like, telling her mom, like, hey, bitch, I've been using CBD oils on my leg, and it's healing really well.
CBD. She's like, I don't even
CBD?
Yeah, CBD.
She's like, I don't even CBD. Smoke. Like, to be determined.
Yeah, to be determined pills. She's like, I don't even smoke pot, bitch. And her mom's like, oh, Tamara, you feeling better? You have an x-ray? You're not going to be surgery? Don't worry about the CBD. My new boyfriend smokes the pot.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, I'm dating a plumber. She's like, yeah, he's really wonderful. He's got this big, sexy mustache, but he's always looking for another castle. I'm like, what sort of castle do you want? Aren't you here? Aren't you happy in this castle?
Oh, the castle's not always green on the other side of the other castle. That's what I tell him. And Tamara's like, he's a plumber. Well, then why doesn't he get the fuck over here, bitch? Everything's leaking over here, including me.
Yeah, and she's like, well, he does want to meet you. He wants to talk to Eddie about what sort of supplements he's going to take. And Tamara's like, ah, I wish Shannon would talk to me about this stuff. I was like, that was a hard right in terms of segues.
Yeah, and like, you can tell that she's totally been talking shit to her mom, complaining about Shannon every day, because the mom just keeps rolling her eyes every time she says the word Shannon. It's like a little button she presses, and the mom's like, ah, jeez.
Tamara is just looking for something to be annoyed at, which is classic Tamara, because she's like, you know what? It actually makes me sort of mad. Like, she sees the healthy lifestyle that we live, and instead I'm going with her to pick out gym equipment and bring out trainers when she's like, she could use our gym equipment. She could use my trainers. Like, what's up with that? I'm like, oh, so you're just jealous that she's not using Cut Fitness for her weight loss journey. This is like,
yeah, she's not advertising for you for free.
This is basically like the return of Heather Dubrow going on the morning show and not giving a shout out to Cut Fitness on like Good Day LA.
Yes,
remember
Ramona,
that she got so
Ramona
mad.
Refusing to drink Skinny Girl wine at a party.
Yeah, but instead Tamara's not turning it. She's not being upfront. She's not saying like, oh, I wish Shannon were giving my gym publicity. She's turning it into like a personal affront. Like, I wish she would trust me. Like, it's like an indictment on their friendship.
As she shit talks her. And she's like, yeah. She was awarded 30 grand a month. And her mom's like, he can afford that? God, I mean, look, people get what's coming to them, but I have two sons and I don't want anyone to be like that to my sons. Well, how about your sons don't go fuck around, cheat, get abusive and have the police called on them, and then try and humiliate them constantly on television and social media. You fuck.
Yeah.
You know what? I like you, Sandy, but you did make Tamara. Okay, so you need to step the fuck off your soap box.
This like, it's not nice to do that to the man. Like, please. And and Tamara is so misleading, because she's like, yeah, they're making like shit. Like, David has to pay $30,000 a month. And then she's like, oh, well, actually, it's only 22.5, which is still a lot. But, like, you know, she's, like, happy to lead with sort of, like, not the true facts first.
Well, yeah, she'll get her mom to slam Shannon a little bit, and then she'll bring it down. She'll be like, oh, well, shit, that reduced that to 22. Look what a good friend I am. And she's like, well, that's still a lot, $22,000. Jeez, it's like 22 boyfriends working for 5 years each.
Well, get this, bitch, mom. So since he has to pay this... it's like, he's like, I don't want my name on the utilities. And she's like, well, that sounds normal. That's fine. It's like, relax, Sandy. Mm-hmm. And she's like, yeah, so now they have to pay the utilities. And then Sean calls up and is like, I didn't have to pay for water. Like, she's a grown woman. She doesn't even know about water, bitch, like water. They're like, oh my God. You know, like, they're just now just like dumping on Shannon.
Yes. I thought it was funny because this weekend I was wasted and went on Instagram and I was so mad at the bottled water because, you know, you're charged for water and I feel like that should be free because it's from God. But I just thought it was very funny that it came back to that. Like, you have to pay for water? What the hell? I was like, oh my God, I've never really felt Shannon like I have this episode. so then, mom's like, well, obviously he took care of her. Yeah, guess why? Because she was his wife, and she ran his entire family and household and got their house built and their fucking kids taken care of and born and still raising those kids. So, yeah.
And honestly, I could in a weird way see that, because if you rent a lot of rentals, water is included. Like, the landlord pays that, although I'm currently not in that situation.
God damn it, David.
But, you know, if you always rented and then, like, you were in a situation where your husband just paid all the utilities and you just never really saw them, you could theoretically not know that water is something you pay for, although it is kind of shocking. But either way, Tamara is, like, doing this, woe is me, she's such a good friend and so beleaguered. She's like, you know, I check a lot with Shannon and there's just, like, a lot of dumping on me and telling me what's going on and, like, a lot of negativity. And I get off the phone and I'm just – drained. It's like she never asks me anything. She like, how's Eddie doing? What's going on? Have you tried the CBD oils? How's your island? Is your island finished yet? She never even asks batch.
Yeah, well, like, maybe it's because you start every conversation off with, like, guess what Edith's doing? Like, I don't believe that Tamara has 1 second where she's not trying to make something about her, because I've watched her on this show for years and years and years, and I know that she talks about herself plenty. Now, on the other hand, to be fair, even though I think Tamara's a monster from hell, Shannon does get like that, where it's just like, okay, here's my friend calling crying again. And yes, this divorce is something to definitely be crying over, but it has been since Shannon's been on the show. I mean, it's been pure pain ever since. And I'm not saying it's her fault. I'm just saying we know what that's like. Everybody has a friend, or is that friend. I've been that friend before, where you find someone to rely on, and it's like that becomes your shrink, and they become your crutch. Unfortunately, your crutch is a brittle old voodoo doll named Tamara Barney. Okay.
Well,
it's not going to hold you up.
I don't know. I mean, I agree. Yeah, obviously, Shannon has moments of, like, you know, just like she's talking only about herself. But I also think she's going through, like, a seriously traumatic experience. And honestly, like you said, Tamara's no better. Her mom was trying to talk about her boyfriend, the plumber, and Tamara, like, somehow turns it into an indictment on Shannon. Like, the plumber, like, Sandy's like, oh, well, you know, my plumber boyfriend, he just got a sandwich. Oh, well, I wish Shannon would get me a sandwich. She never gets me a sandwich.
Yeah.
It's like, she makes, I feel like Tamara will, like, take something that's, like, she will grasp at making it into about herself. Whereas Shannon, I feel like, she's usually relating something she's going through with what the current topic is, you know?
Yeah, and also, Tamara, you might have more time to talk about yourself if you weren't always talking about other people. Betch.
Woo!
So over at Vicky's house, Gina comes over, and Vicky's like, oh my god, it's my birthday. Well, it's Shannon's birthday, too. I'm going to use my new golf clubs. This is great. And Gina's like,
great, this is so awesome.
Why they cast a teenager to be on this show, I'll never know. But they did,
I don't know.
Let's just roll with it.
I also applaud Vicky for dressing up like the grapes in Fruit of the Loom. That was like a great look for her birthday. I loved it.
Murray Abraham's first great role in American pop culture, everybody.
So now Tamara, meanwhile, is turning this like this golf day into like a national referendum on Vicky's personality. And she's like, yeah, suddenly Vicky can golf? Like, where'd that come from? She usually dances on bars and now she's golfing. Like, what's up with that? Like, okay, just like settle down, Tamara. And by settle down, I mean keep doing this. I like it.
Yeah. And they get in the car for golf, and Vicky's like, okay, well, we could do whatever you guys want. We could do 2 holes, 5 holes, 10 holes, 13 holes, 14 holes, 15 holes. And Tamara's like, I have 2 holes. Yeah. Nailed it.
Still got it. Still got it, Tamara. Some good old hole jokes.
Well, she has Steve now, so she's morphing into the Stepford Wives. What happened to Woohoo, Vicky? Woohoo! That's the one I bought. Woohoo!
I was like, maybe it's when you spent 3 seasons killing her soul.
Yeah, okay? Exactly. Maybe it was when you drove her into the arms of Steve instead of letting her have like a love affair with a con artist.
You literally made her so upset that she had to find a man with a conceal and carry permit. Okay, Tamara?
Yeah. like literally... The most exciting thing that happened to Vicky all week was that Steve finally defrosted the chicken. Okay? Like, you did this, Tamara. You brought defrosting chicken into her life.
Yes. So on the golf
course... You were the one, Tamara. You were the one that caused her to ditch her Caliente sign in the kitchen. Okay? Just remember, once that sign went out, like, a part of Vicky went out with it. All right? And it's never coming back.
Yes. There was 1 month. Because, you know, our friend Annabelle's really into crystals and stuff. And so I'm like, well, maybe I'll try crystals. So I got some. I went to the crystal store with a couple of girlfriends. And I got some crystals. And I was like, oh, my God. And we started doing so well. Like, me and Ben, like, watch what crap. And I was like, I don't know. Like, our life just started. I mean, I don't mean money well. I just mean, like, living. Like, our tour started. And we've just been so fucking happy over here. We're like, 2 happy little bugs in a rug, okay? And then I was vacuuming and I moved to Crystal and we had 1 month where they're like, oh, you didn't make any money this like on your ads. It's like something weird happened with us. And I was like, oh my God, it's my Crystal. And so I moved to Crystal back and now I'm happy again.
Oh, good.
I hate that I'm being brainwashed by this stupid shit. I believe everything I see on TV.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to get you a caliente sign.
So that's my point. One caliente sign. It doesn't seem like it would mean much, but you cannot just be changing the feng shui. Remember that Shannon's divorce happened right after that psychic told her that her relationship spot was where the toilet was.
Yeah, you know, you're right. I should check my home to see, make sure all my feng shui is all right. I feel like my feng shui is saying like eat more. I think that's what my feng shui is telling me right now.
All I want to do is eat.
So Emily, meanwhile, Emily's feng shui, I think, says walk slowly, because everything, she's always like, everything is so slow. She's like walking through her home to go out to the car, and she's like, she's like, you know, I'm still really upset that they're talking about, like, that Shannon was saying stuff about Shane. I'm like, just please walk through the door. You've been, like, drifting towards it for 2 minutes now. Just go through the door and get into the car.
Be upset more quickly. So she gets in there and she's like, it's not fair to compare us because, like, listen, she's divorced and their relationship was tumultuous and I'm married and we're, like, really happy. So,
The other day, he made an appointment on our Google Doc calendar. The appointment was get potholders, and I feel like that was so romantic.
He left me a note that said "shut the fuck up" or "get out." And, you know, it's like important. It's like The Notebook.
He emptied out a jar of mayonnaise on the island and said, "Clean it."
Oh, so Tamara is on the golf course. She's like, we are having so much fun, right, girls? We can get drinks on the golf course, bud.
Yeah. Tamara tries to hit the ball. She's like, you know, she's being jokey, right? Because she swings, she misses, but then she does that whole thing like, bats, I can't stop twirling around. I'm like, you have a broken foot, okay? Yeah. Like, you don't do this right now. Sit down. Take a seat and watch everyone else.
Yeah, notice she's in much more pain when there's someone with a more serious disease around her.
Yeah, exactly.
So the girls all arrive, and Gina's like, oh my God, I haven't been golfing. It's a pastime for the older generation, I feel. Okay? And when she's celebrating bingo, I'm out. I swear to God, I'm out.
Golf for the older generation.
That's all she says on the show. It's either like how Long Island is so different, or she's so much younger than everybody else.
Yeah, like she's like shocked by everything. Pickles? Oh my God, I don't eat pickles. That's like so California. Like in Long Island, we eat cucumbers, but here they eat pickles? Like, what's that?
In Long Island, the pickle comes on the side of your sandwich and it's in a spear shape. Here it's on your sandwich and it circles.
In Long Island, we have carrots and here they have parsnips. I'm like, oh my God, that's so California. Parsnips? Like, what is that?
So Shannon gets there and she's wearing this shirt that says, I'm not the cart girl.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even notice that.
Huh. Well, guess what? I'm not the cart girl, so you can look elsewhere, David.
This is the new me. I'm not a cart girl.
Oh, I'm sorry to disappoint you, David. I guess you'll have to find some other floozy to have an affair with.
So they separate into different golf carts, and Shannon's in one with Emily and who else? Gina? Was it Gina? And she's like, can I drive? I'm a great driver. I can't wait to drive.
Kelly, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, Kelly. And then Tamara's like, I brought breathalyzers. And Shannon's like, thanks, Mom. So Vicky's driving the other one, and she is acting like a different Vicky. She's like, we're going to go very, very slowly because that's like how we do it at golf.
And Tamara's like, what's up with Vicky? She's like, now that she's with Steve and defrosting chicken all the time, she's like driving all prim and proper with both hands. Like, that's ridiculous. I'm like, excuse me, Miss Glamis Dunes disaster driver, okay? Like, at least she didn't like cause you guys all to go to the hospital by rolling down a dune.
Yeah, no kidding. You almost killed everybody and they refused to come see you in the hospital. So
And Shannon's being goofy. Oh, wait. She's like,
did she go to the hospital? Maybe she did go to the hospital. I forget.
I don't remember.
But yeah, whatever. You almost murdered half the cast last year, okay?
Yeah. So Shannon's being goofy. She's like, ha, look at me. I'm just driving, being crazy. Ha, I'm so happy. Ha.
And then Tamara is in the
driving
other.
Driving with wild abandon. Ha. What is that? A Brad Pitt? I'm driving right into it. A sand pit. Bah! Ha. Ha.
Here lies Shannon Bedore, killed by hilarious times in a golf cart. Ah! 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 Oh, it's a bump. Oh.
Bye-bye, Birdie. Yes.
I wish I could be an Eagle Scout.
Hey, Tamara, what's your handicap?
Well, I guess this is just sort of par for the course. Don't mind me, I'm just puttering around.
Don't be an a-hole in one, Tamara.
I wish I could listen to some music from David Bogey. ground control to major golf course.
Her puns just start getting really bad.
So Tamara's watching her drive around all maniacally, and she's like, what is she even doing? That's not even funny.
I love that sort of jealousy. Again, flashback to Tamara as they all go tumbling down a dune in Glanis. Yeah.
In a giant car that could kill them all. And Vicky's like, she's just showing off. She's just showing off now. And then Shannon's like, I know about golf.
There's some woods and some metal pieces. What are those sticks? What are those?
Well, the best part about golf is that it comes with a wedge. Wedge salad, blue cheese, yes!
And Kelly's being hilarious. Kelly's like the understated hilarious one on that. Because she's like, teams, I'm going to be on her team. These girls suck.
Yeah. Well, I also like Kelly was like, yeah, I've been playing golf. I've been playing golf since I was like third grade. That's like third grade. Like, I play golf. I was like, see, suck it, Gina. That's not for the older generation. She's been playing it since she was 8 years old.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's how they do it here. Maybe that's how they do it in Arizona, but that's certainly not how they do it in Long Island, okay?
So
damn
the cart
Ramona,
lady.
Okay? Got to get her out of there. She has no part of Gina.
No. So the cart girl comes rolling up. And so they all start getting drinks. And it's like, you know, just hijinks. Like, Vicky trying to hit the ball. Vicky did it. And like, woohoo! And they're drinking Bloody Marys and champagne and stuff like that. And Vicky's like, oh, my God. I'm drunk. I can't even believe I'm drunk right now. Like, it just went to my head. And I just feel dizzy. I've got the spins. Like, oh, my God. So Tamara's brought along all these breathalyzers.
I feel fuzzy.
Fuzzy had no hair. Just like Tamara. And so she blows the breathalyzer, and it's like 0.00.
Just really? Because I feel fuzzy, Tamara. So Shannon is like,
oh, wow, look at that guy over there golfing. I don't know if he's cute. I'm not sure about facial hair.
So Kelly's like, hey, this girl wants to know if you're single.
I like your beard.
And he's like, oh, I have a girlfriend, okay? He's really serious, as golfers are. And then
oh,
as
fuck off, you little bitch.
He swings and she goes, hit it straight up. She starts cracking up. So good.
So now they're like traveling again, and Shannon is like driving off the path and like being loud and Vicky's just getting mad. But now Vicky's drunk. So she like blows the breathalyzer, and she's at 0.14. So she's now officially drunk. And Shannon, meanwhile, she blows it, and it comes in as a 0.09. And like, 0.09, that's nothing. That's like mouthwash. And I'm like, 0.08 is a DUI, so.
I know, but a 0.08 is not very much. They keep lowering that fucking thing every year.
They
now,
are.
That said, do not drive, do not get a DUI. I take Ubers even. Even if I can take an Uber, you guys can take an Uber. But
that's
still,
right.
That's some bullshit, 0.08. So Shannon's like, beat ya, I got a 0.09. Yes! Who is woohooing now, bitch?
Yeah. So now, like, yeah, it's just more. Now Emily starts to drive the cart, so she's driving. And then Vicky and Tamara just, like, flop down on the grass because they're drunk and they're tired. And Kelly's hitting putts. And, like, everything's, like, fun. And then all of a sudden Emily's like, so Shannon, so I heard that you think that I'm in an abusive relationship, so... And she's like,
David, she just, David, is there sugar in this? Is this a gastro pop?
I'm just gonna have a nacho.
So she's like,
who said the word abuse? You think after my history I would use the word abuse? Do not put words in my mouth, sweetie.
And
that's
Emily's
reserved
like,
for Tostitos.
And Emily goes, I heard your marriage was rough, but... And she goes, well,
I said I had to walk on eggshells around David. That is what I said.
And she goes, well, I just mean we need boundaries. Like, if you have a problem, you need to just talk to my husband about it.
Which, okay, yeah, tell your girlfriend to go fight with your husband. Sounds great, Emily.
Yeah.
How about you rein in Shane? How about you marry less of a piece of shit, okay?
You know what?
I'm not going to sit here and, like, have you sticking up for that asshole.
Exactly. And she's like, well, I apologize. I mean, everyone's making comments. I mean, But she's right. Shannon was, I mean, she was just relating, you know, like what it was like in her marriage. I don't think what Shannon said was bad at all.
Well, Tamara also did. And all the ladies were basically saying that that's not cool for your friend to yell at somebody, you know, for your husband to yell at your friends, you know, be disrespectful, which it wasn't cool, Emily. And there's not going to be any changing of that. Okay. It doesn't matter how people talk about it after.
Yeah, exactly. Well, because So now, you know, there's more hijinks. Vicky's on the ground. And Tamara's just like pouring Tito's down her throat. They decide to move over to the 19th hole for some food. And they sit down and Chan's like, oh my God, Bavarian pretzels. Well, give me a dirndl because I'm going to be Bavarian. Ha! Three pretzels, please.
So they're having, they get birthday drinks and
Queso!
These ladies crack me up because they're getting drinks and they're like, oh, amazing day. Yes. Oh, yeah, it was so fun. Best birthday ever. Yes, best. This is amazing.
All right, so can I ask you the question? Who put the word abuse in the same sentence as Shannon Bedore?
And furthermore, is anyone else going to be getting the south of the border with the dressing on the side?
And then Emily is like, you put the word abuse in the situation, Gina. And Gina's like, I never said that. I said after you left, the situation got brought up again.
And she's like, so you told her that I thought.
And she's like, no, I told you. You said it was something that David would do, which is all true so far. And she goes, then why did she think? Well, maybe she was just trying to project it onto you. That's what I said. Like, maybe you were projecting your own problems onto her. And she goes, well, I was doing that and I said it. And then Vicky goes, oh, So, Emily, are you a liar? She's like, no, why would I lie? She goes, oh, so that is you, Gina, huh? You're lying, huh? Huh, Gina?
I never said that.
Because, of course, Gina messed with Vicky, so now Vicky will take any chance she gets to try and blame something on Gina.
Yeah, so of course, Tamara's like, Batches, I think this is all a big, huge misunderstanding. I'm like, I hate that you're the voice of reason, but I also hate that you're the one who started this mess in the first place.
Yeah, it's the game of telephone. I'm like, yeah, and you're the one on it, Tamara.
Yeah, exactly.
So then Vicky's like, that's a really strong word, Gina, abuse. Like, Vicky's really trying to cement Gina as a villain, but no one will listen to her. So everybody's saying, Tamara's like, okay, fine, then who originated the word abuse? And Kelly's like, it's all Vicky's fault.
Yeah. She's like, Emily told me that about her, and I don't think Shannon said that. Shannon wouldn't say that. No.
Well, they showed the clip. Okay, so Gina goes, no. I never said that. And Tamara goes, who originated the word abuse? And then Kelly says, well, she told me about her, that she thought that about her. And I said, I don't think Shannon said that. And then Emily said, did she say my husband was abusive? And then in the clip, Emily's like, did she say my husband was abusive? And Kelly says, yes, she says she was worried. But I think she just, I mean,
no, I don't think
they showed her saying yes, but Emily was the one who said the word abuse.
But this is also nitpicking so much because like abuse could have been mentioned like under someone's breath. Like it's not really, no one's saying that Shane is like abusive. Shannon basically said it Shane reminded her of her time with David, and then everyone else is like saying like abusive or what, I don't know. It's like, it's so like over the top. It's so ridiculous. And the fact that it's like not being squashed is almost hilarious. So finally, Emily and Gina go off to talk separately because Gina's like, you know what? Can we talk? Or maybe Emily said it. So they step away. And while they are stepping away, Shannon's great. I love this. She leans forward and she's like, Tamara, you're the one who brought Emily up at Tanner's, and yet I'm being chastised!
Oh,
why?
Don't even blame me! Don't even fucking blame it on me, Miss Shannon Bedore!
But Shannon's right, because of course, Tamara is the one who starts stirring the pot, and Shannon's the one who makes an offhand comment, and then she's the one who gets it. My favorite, I don't know if you heard Kelly. Did you hear Kelly in the background? She goes, it was Ricky's fault! It was Ricky! Jet, that was hilarious.
I thought she was saying it's Vicky's fault. I was cracking up. She's like, it's Vicky's
I thought she said
fault.
Ricky.
Oh,
maybe
that's
she said
even
Vicky.
Funnier.
Either way works. We'll take either way. Either version works.
And yeah, and it was Tamara. They've shown Tamara in like 4 or 5 scenes going to different people's house, bringing it up.
Yes.
Okay.
She brings it up every time she can. She's like, so I heard you threw out Gina, or like to everyone. So did you hear that like Shane threw out Gina? Like she's brought up every single time.
Yeah.
Like no one even really cares except for Tamara.
Yeah. And she and Tamara's like, well, I didn't say that your marriage sucks because you remind her. Wait, what'd she say? I didn't say your marriage sucks because you remind her of David. You said that. And she goes, Tamara, I did not accuse you of saying anything. She goes, you just did. And Kelly's like, yeah, you just did. I mean, you kind of did just do that. And she's like, I'm not going to. I will not.
I do love when Shannon gets gaslit. It's the best.
I will not do that. They do it to her every fucking season. They do it.
My south of the border hasn't even arrived yet, and you're going to ruin it for me? I haven't even got my queso yet.
So then Gina and Emily are over there talking. They squash it again.
You have to believe me. I'm on your side. I'm doing everything for you. This is for you. Listen, because you're going to get a lot worse than I'm going to get it, okay? I'm doing it for you. I've got nothing in this. I'll take it for you. I'll take it, but I'm doing it for you because we're friends, okay?
And then Emily gets cold and she's like, yeah, there is more in it for me because your husband's never home, so you don't have to deal with this. I do.
Yeah.
You know, my and husband cares like, about me enough
okay.
to be home.
You know what? You know what? Okay. She does that thing where she's like, okay, I'm going to like scowl, shrug my shoulders, look down and say, you know what? Okay. That's really, you know what? That's foul. That's foul.
Yeah, I'm going
to foul. That's a reference to baseball, which is a game for the younger generations. Okay.
She's like, I'm not going to take any more of this dribble. Okay.
That's basketball. Okay.
I want to do is give love. Okay,
I'm not gonna deal with your slap shots, honky.
Listen here, you hungry hippo. Okay, we're getting a little bit too young with the games
this.
Now.
Hungry hippo. You know what? Tic tac toe. Okay.
This is all tiddlywinks to me.
You know what this is? You know what? I'm gonna capture the flag. Okay, and the flag is changed.
So then back at the table, Shannon is pacing around saying she's going to leave and then coming back and going, you know
what?
And then Kelly's like, oh, great. You made her upset now. Look what you did, Tamara.
I love the way Kelly talks about Shannon. Like, like she's like a low level Hulk. Like, look, you got her mad. Look, Bruce Bannon's mad now. Thanks, Tamara. That was
How could you do that?
Tamara's like, oh my god, it's always my fault, bitch. I'm like, it literally is, okay?
Yeah.
And like, so I've got enough shit going on in my life, and they're drawing me into their drama. And Tamara's like, because you made a comment. She's like, I made a comment, and I own it. It's like, Tamara, oh my god, this is where I start getting mad. Tamara goes, you know what? When someone talks about your husband, it's fucking hurtful. I'm like, And they like cut to Vicky, I think. It's like, you realize
they give Vicky the symbol cut where they cut to Vicky and it goes. Psh.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like you realize, Tamara, that you spent like several seasons talking about Brooks, right? Like
not only Brooks. I mean, there's Jim Bellino. There's her own husband. She wasn't too nice about David at times.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Let's think of every husband that's been around. She's talked shit about every single person's husband. Deco, she said, wanted to just be another housewife.
Yeah.
Let me see. Because there's
like
I'm
a sure
long
she
history.
Said she called. Tannis.
Yeah, she said someone's husband was like a homo in one of the earlier seasons. So
it was probably, yeah.
Oh, shut up.
You know what? How about that time you tried to break up Gretchen? And, well, I guess Gretchen's. Like husband that died, but like, you know, like the point is that Tamara suddenly is talking about boundaries or like understanding these things, and she is probably the one who's most guilty of doing this.
Yes. She's as usual biggest hypocrite, so
yes.
She's trying to deflect, and Kelly comes in to stand up and she's like, listen girls, Shannon has been through a lot, she would never say something like that, just stop it. You guys need to find some people who haven't taken a bath in a while and give them some carnitas, because you are not grounded.
So meanwhile, Gina and Emily sort of like bury the hatchet. They're fine. They really are fine. They're like, they're fine. They make some jokes about putting it to bed and like, let's put this baby to bed. Let's put a pacifier in the baby. Let's put that, you know, they hug and everything's good. And meanwhile, Tamara and Shannon is just getting worse and worse. Tamara's like, when someone goes after your husband, you get defensive. You get defensive. And Shannon, meanwhile, is like, I apologize to Emily. And she chose to attack me on the golf course. Ah!
And she's like, oh, she attacks you. Really, Shannon, she attacked you. And Kelly's like, yeah, she said she needs boundaries. Oh.
And Vicky's like, does it really matter that Shannon has an opinion on Shane? No. Let's talk about something that does matter. Like, you don't have a retirement plan, and I could probably fix that, okay? Get a job. Get a job. Get a job.
Get a job, Mom!
401k. 401k. 401k, okay? And if we're going to stay out this fight, it's Gina's fault. How dare she? This is my sandbox, okay? I've got a 401k on the sandbox, okay?
You got a sandbox. Like Lily Brianna's got a sandbox, too. Like, we have two sandboxes, and it's like...
I paid she's for my daughter. Sandbox!
I just want my sandbox back.
This is the Vicky Gufflesid Historical Sandbox, brought to you by Vicky Gufflesid.
So then Shannon's like, listen, just don't put me in the middle of Gina and Emily. Like, I barely even know these two bitches. And Tamara's like, you know what? When you have a husband that you love and you're in love with and you have a good relationship, like a real relationship, not a bad one for 17 years, like when someone goes after that person, it's like fucking game on. And Shannon's just like seeing red because it's, you know.
Yeah, because now she's dissing her entire marriage. What a...
Yeah, and Shannon's like, I didn't go after him.
Yep. Well, we told you, Shannon. We told you.
Yeah.
We told you on the show, and we told you to your face. Tamara is an evil beaver, and she will never be a true friend to anybody.
Exactly. So ultimately, you know, Shannon's like, Tamara, do you understand what I go through every single day with my not free tap water and with my husband? And you're going to sit here and do that? And Tamara's like, this is so typical of that bitch, Shannon. She's so good at making situations about herself. What about everyone else? I'm like, you literally made this all about her, and it was about Gina and Emily. Like,
you literally waited for the season to start shooting for your husband to go to the hospital so the entire first episode could be about you. Fuck off.
But thank you for being evil again.
Yeah,
thank
God, that felt good.
I was so excited. I was like, oh my God, Tamara's evil again. She's going to start shit, and we're finally going to get our OC back.
God, I haven't been angry enough lately. I've been so happy, and it really feels good to have some hate, you know, just flowing through my veins. So thank you.
I know. Well, I feel like my hate is just going to, like, I feel like this is a good primer for hate. And then, like, you know, then, like I guess, what's today's Tuesday? So we have, like, Below Deck tonight. And I feel like Joao is just going to take my hate and just, like, take it to the next level. I'll be just so thrilled.
Oh, yeah. Oh, thank God. Well, thank you, Bravo, for all you give us to love hate. Everybody, thanks for being here. We will be back tomorrow with Below Deck. And go over. This is the last week you can get the Garth shirts over at watchwhatcrappens.com. That's also where you will find ticket links to our live shows coming up. We have September in Denver, October, two shows in New York at the Gramercy, so come to that. We've got November in Seattle and December in Nashville, and that will round us out for the year. So get over to see us before 2018 is over, please.
Please.
Thank you, everybody. We love you. We'll talk to you
next
time.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
Scientists believe that by the year 2018, we will be driving hovercrafts to work and teleporting to holiday destinations.
It's not easy to know what the future holds for our cities. Join host Alexander Armstrong and a panel of industry visionaries as they debate smart cities and new technologies in the urban world.
What is the purpose of a smart city? As I said, that I find it really hard to find a really good definition of a smart city. We kind of know it's about real-time change. It's about being more energy efficient. It's about things running more smoothly. But it's more smoothly for whom? Who is going to benefit?
We are also in danger of building an incredibly powerful surveillance system. And it will start off, of course, with we're just monitoring your bins to make sure that we're going to maximise the way in which bins are being used. And then 5 years later, the local authority will be arresting people because they haven't put the right bottles in the right recycling bins.
My frustration with this is always that it's never something we decide together as a national debate. What should our cities look like? How should our towns look like in respect to our cities? What should the villages look like? What can we learn or what kind of positives should we be taking into towns in terms of kind of smart towns?
But I worry sometimes that we want to turn all of our towns into smart cities and we want to turn them all into tech hubs. Like the danger then is that we're just creating this two-tiered society of cool techies with cool jobs and everybody else. While it is obviously good to have this new tech introduced to smaller towns, I don't think it's going to be wise if everywhere tries to become a tech hub.
Our mission is to end traffic or play a role in alleviating traffic. And we're quite optimistic about where traffic and transport's going. People who live in urban areas are going to have many, many more options to get people and things around urban areas. It'll be a lot cheaper than it is today.
Produced by Intelligence Squared in partnership with Shell, the Smart Cities podcast is available now on iTunes, Acast, Spotify, and all other major platforms.